The state of Montana is a long way from Scotland. However, a trip to this town will perhaps make you believe the two aren't quite so far from one another. It's a story that dates back to a tale of two men and a random spot on a globe. It's this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
While the area around present-day Glasgow, Montana has been inhabited by Native Americans for centuries, some of the first explorers of European descent to traverse the area was the Lewis and Clark Expedition.
They came up the Missouri and they ran into another river that they considered looked like tea with a little dash of milk, and so they named it the Milk River.
The erosion of soil upstream gives it the milky color. Leta Godwin says it was a few decades later that towns began to be platted here. In the 1880s, this place had a numerical name for a bit.
All the railroad towns along the High Line here had siding numbers, and so from wherever it started, we were siding 45.
But the town needed a real name, so the story goes that two early founders came up with a unique way to name the town.
They spun a globe and put their finger on it, and we just happened to get Glasgow.
And with a new name of Glasgow, well, it didn't matter if you were from Scotland or not. This place began to take on features of a city an ocean away.
We've taken upon the Scottish feel for the town, and our mascot is the Glasgow Scotties, and we have a lot of plaid around here, and the radio station is called KLTZ, so when you say it, it's kilts.
Today, the population is just over 3,000, but this is one of the largest towns in the region.
The ranching and farming is still a huge part of our community. We've had little blurbs of population increases.
One of those booms was in the 1930s with the construction of the Fort Peck Dam. The large Fort Peck Lake, the fifth largest artificial lake in the country, is a draw for many who come to enjoy it and use this town as a jumping off point to explore the area. Traveling the countryside in Glasgow, Montana, I'm Andrew McCrae.